The Art of Mutual Destruction by Clovaria. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Summary. Butter's manipulable soul is held in the rough palms of Eric's grimy hands, right where both of them want it to be. Love feels like the sting of a belt against bruised skin. It feels like the loneliness of solitary confinement with nothing but the same 4-bedroom walls for company. It feels like high expectations and higher disappointments. It feels like pain. Despite the never-ending hardships he faces, Butters is a relatively upbeat kid. He's gentle and wears his heart on his sleeve. He cares about the little things and consistently puts others before himself, like the sacred rule it is in the Stotch household. His cheerful demeanor is a shield he uses to convince other people and himself that nothing is wrong. Any issues, from scraped knees to broken hearts, can be solved with bandages that are coated with sugary sweet designs. He wraps his problems up in tinfoil costumes, but they slowly eat away at him until he crumbles into incomprehensible rage. The ugliest parts of his persona seem to fuse with his regular self. He explodes into fists of fury that contort his soft features into something wicked, and leaving the school counselor's office with a sore throat from yelling becomes a more familiar experience for him. He's weak in the worst ways, and he can't fucking stand to be this helpless. Things change once Butters gets a guardian angel in the form of a living devil. The power that comes from controlling others is tantalizingly forbidden in a world ruled by his father. And despite any hesitance that's been drilled into him, Butters loves things that are kept just out of his reach. Strength is the gift that Eric Cartman gives him, and it's not one he takes for granted. Eric is an admirable person in the eyes of someone looking for a figure to cling to. Butters has never been particularly good at making his own decisions after all. He treats Eric with an almost religious level of respect and worship. He's a living representation of the loving God the Stotch parents have told Butters so much about, complete with threats and the unpredictability he's grown so comfortable with. Butter's manipulable soul is held in the rough palms of Eric's grimy hands, right where both of them want it to be. The level of influence Eric has over their peers can't be understated, and Butters looks upon it with reverent awe. After a lifetime of being backed into the corners of other people's desires, watching someone charge so brazenly into getting his own way is intoxicating. Eric has everything Butters knows he never will without his help, and it serves as the motivation to fuel opportunities he wouldn't have otherwise. Repulsive ideas get whispered to Butters like a form of brainwashing he's willingly subjecting himself to, and people stare at him with utter shock once bigoted phrases start to slip out of his mouth with ease. The glint of fear that creeps into people's eyes whenever he finally gains the upper hand is delicious and addicting. That rush of excitement he gets from inflicting cruelty may be the closest Butters has ever come to understanding his father. Being controlled is how Butters has always been shown love, and love controls Butters. Transforming into the worst version of himself is a subconscious necessity to survive a life as brutal as his. On the other hand, Eric has never been controlled enough. Without a father, he's truly the man of the house. And both members of the Cartman family are well aware of this, regardless of how many male strangers revolve in and out of their home in an attempt to shake up the status quo. He's able to crack the walls of his caretaker's defenses to a level that Butters will never be able to replicate, simply because his mother is weak in a way that only a single parent can be. Eric was born as the victim of her irresponsible actions, and the consequence she's faced for his entire life is herself becoming his first victim. He dominates the Cartman home with an iron fist that still wears gloves tiny enough to distract her from any of the unspeakable words said with his childish voice. He's an unstoppable monster of her own making, one that's already too far gone before she even fully realizes the problem she's created. Her unconditional love warps into enabling his violent hatred. Their twisted tension is a shared exchange of pushing and pulling, an eternal battle that Eric always charms his way into winning with his sparkly eyes and dimpled cheeks. These methods aren't as practical with anyone who doesn't have the fondness of a mother in their unsteady heart, however, so he's fine-tuned his approach with other kids. Butters is something special to Eric. His loyalty is a prize that Eric snatched away from the Stotch parents with zero reluctance. Corrupting his kindness was a conquest, and having an endlessly devoted partner in crime turns Eric into a merciless king. It doesn't come without its complications, though. Butters may enjoy his own position of power a little too much. Eric's mother raised a monster, and now he's creating one of his own. Keeping people wrapped around his finger is a talent Eric refines more and more as he grows older, and Butters isn't particularly tough to persuade. Eric tends to prefer people who fight back. Kyle's fiery defenses give him an obsessive purpose of breaking them down. Meanwhile, molding Butters into exactly what Eric needs him to be is laughably easy to the point where it's boring. Butters' emotions are simple to read, but Eric is already perceptive enough to find his weakest points without any help. Channeling Professor Chaos's passionate anger into Butters' good-natured sense of justice comes in handy. Eric can work with this, even if the clueless owner of these intense emotions can't. Any and all attention feeds Eric's insatiable hunger for acknowledgement. But the stream of positive reinforcement he gets from Butters is a benefit he rarely receives from other people. Negativity hurled his way is thrilling, but misguided support gives him a sense of unjustified righteousness. Eric has a true knack for detecting people who will enable him and wringing their patience out for all it's worth. The ability to control others is his greatest pride, and Butters is a golden child trophy of Eric's capabilities. The power he's lent to Butters works in a cycle. His emotional investment gets returned through Butters' reinforcement of Eric's worst feelings. It's a worthy trade for both of them, even at the mutual cost of their morality. In circumstances like theirs, they were doomed to lose any ethics regardless. Butters scrambles to hold on to the smallest scraps of affection in the midst of his pain, while genuine care and spite-filled obsession function as synonyms for Eric. The two friends constantly twist and turn around each other's minds like gears in a well-oiled machine of toxicity. And it's exactly what both of them want. Love and hate aren't too different after all. The end.